Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is the man whose indie biopic was all the rave at the art houses, was completely snubbed by the Oscars, and he's licking his wounds today. But I understand that he's decided that you know he shouldn't hold grudges, and so he's here with us today, and he's the publisher of Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column that I encourage you to check out, and he's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Those liberal left-wing creeps.
That's right. Sorry about your animated indie biopic being snubbed by the Oscars.
That's right. And I tweeted the other day that it's only recently that I thought that word was pronounced biopic. It was only last week that I heard somebody pronounce it biopic, and I thought, a biopicture, I get it.
Rich, I wouldn't have told that if I were you.
No, I tweeted it, and you'd be surprised how many people tweeted back, how is it pronounced?
Even I got that one, and I usually don't get those. That's funny. So, okay, Mr. Hollywood guy, you just got back from Morocco.
I did.
And I'm jealous because I've always wanted to go to Morocco.
Well, it's a fascinating place.
Tell the audience why you were there.
Well, I was there with a small NGO, non-governmental organization, sent me and a kind of a equal and opposite guy, really, really terrific guy, a Democrat named Peter Finn, over. And we worked with both women members of parliament and with young people in terms of how to maximize the new democracy that's happening there that nobody knows about because they're busy actually doing it and not telling everybody about it. And for people who may not be aware of it, if you look at a map of Africa, Morocco is in the extreme northwest corner.
Right.
The northern part of it fronts on, it's literally on the corner.
It's like the brow of Africa.
The northern border is the Mediterranean. And the western border is the Atlantic Ocean, so it actually goes around that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, Jim, was that when the Arab Spring was sweeping across northern Africa, known as the Maghreb, Morocco has a king, and he's fairly young. He's only about 52, but he ascended to the monarchy when he was about 38, so he's young enough to kind of be hip and. He's been in office long enough to be confident.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized this was coming his way. So the first thing they did was to rewrite the country's constitution and put it to a vote. And the new constitution passed over, not just easily, but overwhelmingly, which kind of took the wind out of the sails of people who said they don't have a voice.
Right.
But part of that constitution was that it set a minimum number of women who had to be a part of any legislative body.
Wow.
From the national parliament all the way down to city council.
Isn't that kind of exclusive? I mean, how do you have a democratic election if you have mandated number of
Well, it's like having. I mean, you don't want to have it forever, but but in these male dominated societies,
until the tide turns.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So one of the things we did was we worked with these women at the both at the local level and at the national level. In trying to, because these women that are in parliament, as you point out, they never made their way through single A, double A, triple A. They were just put in the major leagues,
basically.
Yeah, and so they didn't really they don't really have a good feel for how to act with their constituents. That's on the north south axis of communications, nor how to act with the men in parliament on the kind of an east-west axis.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just a fascinating week to be able to work with those people. Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you for being chosen to do that.
Well, thank you.
I'm not the least bit surprised.
I've told you the current rules at the Galen household from my wife and my son are I'm allowed to go to places, but only if they're served by regularly scheduled Western Airlines. That's the test.
Right, exactly.
If KLM flies in there, I'm allowed to go.
Yeah. So what did you take back from your experience in Morocco? Quickly, in 30 seconds, how did you like Morocco?
The Moroccans are great. The interesting thing is that there's a cultural bias against answering a direct question. If you say what's two and two, they'll go through this long explanation, you know, why it depends on whether you want to do Arabic numbers or hexadecimal.
That sounds like in my house. Mullings.com, MULLINGS.com, folks. Well, I love it when our Brain Trust members go to places and we get to live vicariously through their trip. And we're glad Rich got back safely. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rich to help us understand what the sequester, which is going to happen, what's it going to mean to our small businesses? 20 till the hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.